Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The end of World War II marked not only a dramatic reshaping of the global political landscape, but also a profound shift in how nations interacted with one another. The war had left the world in ruins, with cities across Europe and Asia devastated, and the death toll estimated at over 70 million. In the wake of such destruction, the international community recognized that something had to change. The League of Nations, formed after World War I in an effort to prevent future conflicts, had failed to prevent the rise of militarism and the outbreak of the Second World War. A new approach to international diplomacy and peacekeeping was needed, one that could endure and effectively manage global conflicts. 1945 was a landslide. It was in this climate of devastation and hope that the idea of a new international organization, one with the ability to promote peace, security, and cooperation, was born. The United States, now the world's undisputed superpower, took a leading role in shaping this vision. The groundwork for the United Nations, UN, had been laid long before the end of the war, but it was in 1945, as victory in Europe was secured and the Pacific War drew to a close, that the UN came into existence. The roots of the United Nations can be traced to the Declaration by United Nations, a statement issued by 26 Allied nations in January 1942. This declaration outlined their commitment to continue fighting together against the Axis powers and to work toward a lasting peace. The language of the declaration emphasized the principles of democracy, self-determination, and international cooperation. The United States, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union, three of the most influential wartime allies, were among the signatories, along with China and many smaller nations. In 1944, as the war was still raging, representatives from the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China met in Dumbarton Oaks, Washington, D.C., to begin drafting the blueprint for a post-war international organization. The discussions were complex and often fraught with tension, particularly between the United States and the Soviet Union, whose differing ideologies and interests would later become a source of conflict during the Cold War. Yet, despite these differences, the groundwork for the UN was laid. The core idea was to create an organization that would not only seek to prevent wars, but also promote economic and social cooperation, human rights, and the peaceful resolution of disputes. In April 1945, with the war still ongoing in the Pacific, a conference was convened in San Francisco to finalize the formation of the United Nations. Representatives from 50 nations, including the United States, the Soviet Union, China, the United Kingdom, and many others, gathered to create what would become the most ambitious international organization the world had ever seen. Over the course of 2 months, diplomats hammered out the details of the UN structure and its key principles.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
On June 26, 1945, the United Nations Charter was signed by 50 nations, officially establishing the organization and setting its goals for peace, security, and international cooperation. The United States, led by President Harry S. Truman, was a driving force behind the creation of the UN, seeing it as a way to prevent future conflicts and promote a stable, peaceful world order. The United Nations was designed to be a more robust and dynamic organization than its predecessor, the League of Nations. The key structure of the UN consisted of six main organs, each with distinct roles and functions. The General Assembly, the Security Council, the International Court of Justice, the Secretariat, the Economic and Social Council, and the Trusteeship Council. Of these, the General Assembly and the Security Council were the most prominent. The General Assembly is made up of representatives from all member states, each of whom has one vote. It serves as a forum for discussion, allowing countries to debate important issues and pass resolutions on a wide range of topics, from peace and security to human rights and economic development. The Security Council, on the other hand, was designed to maintain international peace and security. It is composed of 15 members, including 5 permanent members with veto power: the United States, the Soviet Union, later Russia, China, the United Kingdom, and France, and 10 elected members who serve 2-year terms. The permanent members are known as the P5, and their veto power gives them the ability to block any resolution they do not support. This system was meant to ensure that the major powers of the world had a central role in decision-making, but it also created significant challenges, as the interests of the P5 nations often conflicted, especially during the Cold War. From the outset, the United Nations set out to address not just political and security issues, but also economic, social, and humanitarian concerns. The creation of the Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, was a key part of this vision, with the goal of promoting international economic cooperation and social development. The International Court of Justice, based in The Hague, was designed to settle legal disputes between states and provide advisory opinions on international legal matters. One of the most important aspects of the UN was its commitment to human rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted by the General Assembly in 1948, was a monumental step in recognizing the inherent dignity and equal rights of all individuals, regardless of race, nationality, or religion. This document laid the foundation for many of the human rights instruments that followed, including the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. The creation of the UN also marked a major shift in the role of the United States on the world stage. In the years leading up to the formation of the UN, the U.S. had largely followed a policy of isolationism, retreating from European entanglements and limiting its involvement in international affairs. But with the devastation of World War II, the U.S. realized that it could no longer afford to remain on the sidelines. Roosevelt, and later Truman, understood that the United States had a responsibility to help shape the new international order, and the UN was seen as a vehicle for that ambition. The UN's headquarters was established in New York City, symbolizing America's central role in the post-war world. The United Nations, however, was not without its critics. Many smaller nations feared that the major powers would dominate the organization, and some saw the Security Council's veto power as undemocratic. The Soviet Union, and later Russia, used its veto power extensively during the Cold War, often blocking resolutions that did not align with its interests. At the same time, some critics argued that the UN lacked the authority and resources to enforce its decisions and maintain peace in the face of major conflicts. The Korean War in the early 1950s, for example, saw the UN take military action to defend South Korea against the North, with US and other UN forces engaged in direct combat. While the UN had made strides toward its lofty goals, it would become clear over the following decades that its ability to prevent or end wars was limited, particularly when the interests of the great powers were at odds. Despite these challenges, the United Nations has played a central role in international relations for nearly 8 decades, providing a forum for dialogue, peacekeeping, and international cooperation. Over time, the UN has expanded its focus beyond political and military issues to include development, environmental sustainability, health, and education. The rise of global challenges such as climate change, pandemics, and terrorism has placed new demands on the organization, but the principles established in 1945 remain a cornerstone of international diplomacy. The United Nations has also been a key player in the struggle for human rights, providing a platform for the defense of fundamental freedoms around the world. From the end of colonialism to the ongoing fight for gender equality and the rights of refugees, the UN has provided a framework for collective action and advocacy. While it has faced many challenges, the United Nations continues to be a symbol of international cooperation and the ideal of a peaceful, just world. As the Cold War loomed on the horizon, the United States, the Soviet Union, and the newly formed global community would soon face tests that would push the United Nations to its limits, tests that would challenge the very notion of international cooperation and security.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.